right, let's get this done. Researcher log number 1297. Scientists at Loon Industries made a further discovery regarding the sexual anatomy and behaviors of subject Actius. Not only are there membranous pseudopods that were initially discovered through sophisticated X-ray imaging, an additional structure facilitating coitus was identified when a security guard she developed a relationship with was drafted to engage in sexual intercourse with subject Actius for the value of research into the responses of both subjects around sexual intercourse. Naturally, the subjects were placed in what were to be private quarters with hidden cameras installed. At the moment of heightened arousal, just before the volunteer penetrated subject Actius, those observing via hidden cameras were startled, quite startled, to witness an organ that emerged from the base of subject Actius' vagina. This, thing bore a striking resemblance to the jaws of a larval genus Onondata. And the citation will be available in the small section of this report. This organ was seen to pass underneath the scrotum of the volunteer, where the end pressed against the perineum, and it was at this moment that the volunteer was seen to begin undergoing convulsions. Yet, evidently, convulsions of extreme pleasure. When questioned later about his experience, the volunteer was reluctant to discuss this and would only say, "It felt like I was dancing with her, and I couldn't stop." A scientific team member, Riley, suggested that perhaps this could be likened to the dance style known as the jitterbug. This inspired team members and the evident stimulation that resulted from this further additional sex organ became known as the jitterbug effect. Both the volunteer and subject Actius are being closely monitored. An anonymous analyst brought up an interesting hypothetical point that perhaps subject Actius is known for killing interns that have made their amorous intentions known is because her anatomical features are capable of giving such pleasure that the subject feels that letting this become widely known would potentially place her own safety and freedom from unwanted sexual advances in jeopardy. It would seem that the volunteer was able to gain her trust, developing a sincere bond with subject Actius, and that this is why she permitted him to not only fully engage in coitus with her, but allowed him to survive the encounter. This has been Chief Researcher Ligerman calling in, reporting in, with report 1297. We'll be closely monitoring the situation as it develops. And may God have mercy on our souls.